Bombing and arson attacks Thursday and Friday left at least 4 people dead and more than 30 injured, including 10 foreign tourists. Targeted were the popular tourist destinations of Phuket, Trang, Phang Nga, and the seaside resort town of Hua Hin, where Thailand's royal family has a residence. The attacks came as Thailand had a national holiday marking the Thai Queen's birthday. Motives remained unclear late Friday, though authorities say they've arrested 2 men allegedly linked to the attacks. Panattan Mattaniagorn, a government security advisor, said attacks were aimed at destabilizing Thailand's government.
We need to wait for the forensic, scientific, hard evidences from the authority to be able to conclude for the people who are behind the attack. But the motive is quite clear. It's not well intended. They want to destabilize the situation.
The deadly violence comes less than a week after around 60% of voters approved a military-backed constitution. Analysts say strengthens Thailand's military and weakens the elected government. Turnout was around 54%. Foreign embassies, including the United States and Australia, have issued fresh warnings for visitors and residents that more violence is possible. Thailand remains politically divided following a 2014 military coup, as warring conservative and populist political factions vie for power in the Southeast Asian kingdom. Ron Corbin, FSRN, Bangkok.